I'm Mark Pfeffer, and this is People Tech, news and now conversation from the world of HR technology from the HCM Technology Report. Today, I'm happy to welcome Alex Tolbert, founder and CEO of Burny Portal. Burny Portal is known mostly for its benefits tools, but last year introduced an ATS package called Burny Portal Jobs, which signaled an intention to move beyond benefits management and insurance. Alex Tolbert, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Mark.
Last year, Burny Portal began expanding services. You started to add features that went beyond just your traditional benefit services. How's that going?
It's going really great. We are seeing fantastic response from our customers. You're spot on that the core feature of Burny Portal is the benefits feature. That was the very first part of the system. We probably began adding HR features around 2015 or 16. So at that point, you know, the benefits feature was already 7 years or so in development. More recently, we have added, I think probably the favorite feature for HR is applicant tracking, and announced recently our integration with Indeed to help round out that feature's capabilities.
What other features are coming? Is there anything you could talk about? Other areas you're planning to go into?
Yes. I mean, so the add-on features in addition to benefit are applicant tracking, onboarding, paid time off, time and attendance, compliance, performance, and 1095C. You know, I think that another feature that we get requests for is help with tracking employee training. So a training feature would be something that would probably be the next one that we would tackle.
Do you have a time frame for that, or is that something you're still talking about?
We do not have a time frame for right now. Right now, while we're hearing some requests for that, like what I just went through is generally regarded as a fairly full picture of an employee lifecycle. Mm-hmm. And so right now, we're mainly focused on continuing to grow the capabilities of those, you know, each individual feature.
You mentioned before that you listen carefully to your current customers. Could you give me a view of who those customers are? What kind of companies are they?
Sure. So I think the number one characteristic of our employer clients is that they are under 100 employees on average. I mean, we have some employers that have more than 1,000 employees, but the average size is 63 employees. And when we make product and development decisions, as well as service model decisions, we think about that under 100 employer client. You know, that 63 employee group is who we develop for, and it's, you know, who we build our service model for. And so I would equate our mindset with that of QuickBooks. You know, QuickBooks has never tried to go up market in the accounting software space. They make their product and development decisions and their service model decisions, thinking about that small employer, and we're doing the same thing with HR software.
And do you think that that segment of the market, companies with under 100 employees, how well are they being served by the HR tech business?
I think that from an effort standpoint, I think that they're being served, and that I think there are a lot of people really trying really hard. From a product standpoint, I think Burny Portal's got a product leadership in this category. I think we've got some areas where we can improve. Part of the challenge is that it's very difficult to build an all-in-one HR platform. You see a lot of point solutions out there. Point solutions might be great for the 1,000 employee group, but for that small employer, point solutions can cause a lot of frustration because of the integration issues. And so building that all-in-one system is important for that small employer and also really challenging. So I think there are a lot of companies like us that have got a lot of years in this, and we expect we're going to have a lot more years in it to try to get that product just right for that size.
But in terms of products or your technology products or services, what do you think these companies need that they're not getting?
Well, I mean, I think what these companies need is they need the, you know, the right blend of a product that addresses all of these spots in the employee lifecycle, coupled with the right support model for them. And, you know, to further complicate it, but at a price point that isn't too high. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of these small employers really don't have much of a budget for HR. And so, you know, it's got to be a great product, perfect service model, low price.
What's that service model look like?
to me, the default service provider, in my experience, for a small employer, when it comes to HR, is the health insurance broker. Health insurance brokers get asked questions by HR far beyond the scope of healthcare strategy. Some of them have HR consultants on staff, where they pay third-party services to help provide HR consulting to these small employers. And so to me, you know, given that the broker really is their default service provider for all things HR, getting the support of their HR software platform via their broker makes the most sense.
I've noticed that a lot of the larger vendors are starting to look down market. They're starting to look at smaller businesses, even though they may not be going to the 100 employee level, they're sort of creeping down into that range. How do you see the whole landscape of HR technology for truly small businesses developing over the next several years?
I think that the companies that currently serve the large employer segment, you know, over 1,000 employees, will struggle, if they even attempt to go too far down market, will struggle mightily to do so. I think that the revenue levels they're accustomed to in that 1,000 employee size segment are going to make it very hard for them to find the smaller employer segment attractive. I also think they're going to have significant product problems. The 1,000 employee group, if your product is a little bit clunky, but it satisfies some things that are particular to that 1,000 life group, you know, they'll deal with it. In that small employer market, those products need to be just about perfectly streamlined. And so if you made exceptions for, because you had a big, huge client that wanted you to take your product roadmap in a certain direction because of something kind of strange they do that has reasons to date back 20 years, trying to explain that to the small group market and says, why'd you do that, is going to be tough. So you know, I think that that small employer market is going to end up being dominated by companies that were born with a mission to serve the small employer market.
And my last question is, how do you see Bernie Portal being positioned for all of this and being positioned for all of the changes that are going on in the workplace? How are you feeling about your place in the new world?
Well, Mark, I think you're spot on, and I've never felt better about where we are. I think you've got the changing workforce. You also have the changing regulatory landscape, changing healthcare landscape. I think ultimately the software companies that get the balance right between serving the small employer and offering that right support model are going to win. And I think that, you know, so far we are managing that balance more effectively than any of our competitors.
Okay, well, Alex, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
Alex Tolbert is the founder and CEO of Bernie Portal, an HCM technology platform provider based in Nashville, Tennessee. He joined us here on PeopleTech from the HCM Technology Report. To keep up with the most important developments in HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.